You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Two more Titans have tested positive. Players. Oh, really? Wait a minute. This virus spreads like a mother? Did you just...
Breaking news from Lance Zierlein.
Breaking news. Lance broke this. Lance Zierlein. I'm gonna tweet this out. Lance Zierlein just broke the news that the coronavirus spreads like a mother.
Can confirm. Can confirm. The president has it now. The first lady has it now. All the Titans have it. Not all of them.
And no Minnesota Vikings have tested positive.
Nope.
No, so that is weird because it was defensive lineman, right?
Well, one of the starting defensive linemen was one of the guys who tested positive for the Titans.
And you would think droplets would spread between offensive and defensive linemen.
But maybe they got it like on a Saturday. Maybe it started on a Saturday.
And maybe.
And it wasn't transmittable yet.
Well, maybe
I don't think it's transmittable right away.
No, or maybe the Vikings, you got 2 to 14 days that you could test positive. Right?
Correct.
So maybe some Vikings do have it.
It's usually quicker than 14 days, but yeah.
Somebody would have popped by now.
You would think.
Since Sunday. This has been 5 full days now. Somebody would have popped.
The Vikings are practicing now, right?
Yeah, they opened up their facility again, I believe.
Well, Sunday to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You would have thought by yesterday, the fourth day.
Yeah.
But there is still an outside chance that we could hear about a positive test that comes in today or Saturday that shuts the whole thing down. There is an outside chance of that. Because if somebody with the Vikings test positive,
but they didn't.
You would think you would shut that one player down.
They
or
didn't take that bus. So that bus driver.
No. I don't know if he could have gotten from the Titans. Who knows? But to Lance's point, I mean, the NFL will test the Vikings up until game time. And then that'll be almost a full 7 days. Almost. So we'll see. But so far, no Vikings have tested positive, which is good news if you really want to see the Texans versus the Vikings, if you're looking forward to that one.
Yes, everyone's looking forward. That's like the game of the week.
Well, it's the Bidet Bowl, certainly.
Well, the toilet bowl was last night.
Yeah.
Get this stat.
Yeah, by the way, for those who don't know, John and Dell decided the Jets and Broncos was the toilet bowl.
Right.
2-on-3 teams.
And then
today's... Or tomorrow, Sunday's battle of 0-3 teams, Texans, Vikings, they have turned, they've coined the phrase the Bidet Bowl because it's more,
it's
classier.
No, it's because the quarterbacks are far more expensive.
Yeah.
That's
it's
my
also
thought.
Classier.
Bidets are classy. Yeah.
I mean, Deshaun is kind of European. He
still
took some trips over the
might be
summer.
Classy, but you're still cleaning grit out of someone's backside.
Right.
So it's still,
I mean, don't, there's splashes of poo in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
yeah.
Primate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Certainly, it's just fancier.
Yeah,
it is nice. You can,
it's a bidet. It's
fancy and it does something particular.
It does sit right next to the toilet. Don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Darnold versus Rippin. That's not fancy or classy.
No,
that's an outhouse.
The toilet bowl
of quarterbacks. I mean, relatively speaking, you know. And then you got Deshaun is $37-38 million,
and
Kirk Cousins, everything is guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's a lot to pay for 0-6.
As much as people, that's why we make the point. As much as people like a bidet because of its functionality, what it's meant to do is clean crap.
That's it.
And that's what this game on Sunday is.
That's what it does.
It's the bidet
it cleans
bowl.
Up the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody goes 0-4. Somebody is back on the path to the playoffs.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Are they, though?
Potentially. Texans have made the playoffs before.
0-3.
Being 0-3.
And there's an extra playoff spot.
This is what Bill O'Brien
spot.
Does.
And there's an extra playoff spot this year.
Yeah, he likes to dig a little hole for himself and then come back.
Fill it
and
with
then
crap.
Say, we made the playoffs 4 out of 6 years. By the way, we got
a
another
giant hole in his chin.
We got another confirmation.
John, that's beneath. I would say that's beneath you, but it's not.
It's not beneath him. We got another confirmation. Sources close to me say Lance McCullers Jr. will be the starting game one starter of the ALDS versus the Oakland A's. The source does drink a lot of Coors Light. Who knows how accurate this is? That's Dr. Dre. So somebody else who drinks Coors Light also. So there's a second guy out there, apparently, who could be doing this besides just you.
Right. No, I think I was the source that he was talking about there.
Or maybe it's a different guy who drinks, a lot of Coors Light.
Well, there's a lot of people that do that. There's a lot of people that do that. So, yeah. I mean, I was with Chad yesterday when I tweeted that out, and we were both drinking a lot of Coors
Light. Did you see the big news in fast food yesterday?
The McDonald's spicy nuggets?
No. Dell?
The Whataburger?
Oh. The Whataburger spicy chicken?
What?
And Hatch.
Did you try it yet?
And Hatch chili burger, no. But the spicy chicken sandwich is now like, okay, Whataburger's officially in the game. What's going to go? What's going to happen
people
here?
Will punch each other in the face and run over each other?
We're in Texas.
Doesn't feel like it.
No? That's Popeyes.
I know.
Why
does Popeyes get all that love and the Whataburger
spicy
chicken sandwich
doesn't? Do you know that you can go watch a compilation video of Popeyes fights that lasts 11 and a half minutes of people fighting at Popeyes or driving their cars into each other over a spicy chicken? It was like the Black Friday fights at Walmart. By the way, have you seen the new Walmart video of the guy calling people the C word like he's from Australia, but
really?
He's not. He's from Illinois.
Really?
Your state. Huh. He's like, he tried to return something that was 7 years old.
And
they wouldn't give his money back.
What's the return policy?
He just started dropping a C-bomb on it. And he didn't even get it from there. He's like, he's dropping C-bombs on him. I'll find it for you.
Wait a minute.
And he goes, you want some, bitch? Like, he's threatening to beat everyone up. And no one wants any.
I want to see this.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
Here's a nice stat that I don't know Sam Darnold's going to be proud of. He dropped back 53 times Thursday night, last night. 42 attempts, 6 sacks, 5 scrambles, yet failed to throw a TD. Over the last 15 seasons, that's the second most dropbacks without a passing touchdown by a Jets quarterback. The only other one was Sam Darnold himself, 54 versus the Bengals last season. So he's setting new heights.
Okay, I can't search
height
this.
After height. What, you can't?
Forget that stuff. You're talking about dumb stuff no one cares about. I'm trying to find you.
Well, are you going to play the audio?
Well, I'm trying to find you the man. Oh, he can't play the audio. I'm trying to find you the man so you can watch it during a video at Walmart. So I just Googled man at Walmart screams.
Mm-hmm.
That's
screaming.
All I
Walmart
did.
Walmart screaming man.
And this is what I got. Here's the first three. Anti-masker screams at Walmart employees in Alaska.
Yep, I got that one.
Maskless man throws tantrum at Walmart.
Customer shoves Walmart worker, tells him to go back to, I don't know where.
Did you get this one? Man screams at me for twerk farting on him.
No, missed that one.
Yeah, that's an actual video from September 11th of 2020. Man screams at me for twerk farting on him at Walmart.
What is how? I don't know what does twerk farting mean? I don't know. What
it's
that
this
means.
Apparently.
Oh. He was. Wait.
Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake machine. See, he's like. Fake farting near people. I wish I wasn't so juvenile that I want to watch this video nonstop now.
And everybody's turning around. That is awesome.
With masks.
He's making fart noises with his mask on. Yeah. So, but Popeye's chicken sandwich was a thing. Was that during COVID or before COVID?
No. Had to have been before.
It was before COVID.
Yeah, because we were all hanging out. That's right.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to throw.
Yeah.
Martin, makers, you had to do it with your mask on.
My cheap friend Martin, he brought one to Luling's and we had to split it in four.
Golly.
I mean, how cheap can you be?
I'll just tell you, I like the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I do too.
It's not a spicy chicken sandwich.
It's spicy mayo.
It's spicy Chipotle mayo normal chicken filet.
It's got kick.
It's garbage ass kick. You know what Whataburger's not going to do? Use some garbage aioli sauce to make their chicken spicy. It'll be ingrained into the filet. Thank you.
Hmm. But that's what Popeye should have done. They have spicy chicken already. How dumb are they?
It's stupid.
That is dumb. Come on, Popeye's, pick it up.
Even Whataburger, not Whataburger, even Chick-fil-A, you know, the one you denigrate because you don't have any sense, their spice doesn't come from some sauce. It comes from the actual filet. Get out of my face, Popeye's. I'll tell you this one more time. Anyone who's pimping their spicy chicken sandwich and the spice comes from a sauce you put on it and it's not...
Trash.
In the filet, it's trash.
Trash.
Just like Lance.
Trash-ass Lance. 915. How'd you catch it there? 915 ESPN 97.5.
I don't know what I did.
You said you like the Popeye sandwich.
Yeah, because it's good. People don't fight over it. You don't see anyone throwing fists at Chick-fil-A, do you? It must not be good if people don't try to punch each other.
You know what? You shouldn't even make...
I've never saw one person body slam. I've never seen one person body slammed outside of a Chick-fil-A.
Why would you? When they're serving you Arnold Palmers, you don't get in fights when you're getting an Arnold Palmer.
That's true. That is classy, an Arnold Palmer. Part tea, part lemonade? That's class.
That is class.
Part tea, part lemonade, 100% class.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to turn that down. We're on the air.
Are we back?
Yeah. He's showing me that video of... Oh, that dude, he seems a little out of control. You know, what with dropping all the C-bombs on, because they wouldn't refund him for a 7-year-old product he didn't buy at Walmart.
C-bombs and B-bombs.
B-bombs.
Woo. Yeah.
So here's the newest thing. So Doc Rivers is the new coach of Philadelphia. Do you think he's going to coach or he's going to collaborate?
Oh, no. The collaboration. I think he's going to coach.
Do you think he'll coach?
John, what does collaborate mean? I don't understand what you mean.
Well, Kyrie Irving said this.
On whose podcast?
He said this on Kevin Durant's new podcast.
Oh, Kevin Durant and Kyrie were talking. Mm-hmm. You mean the two star players of the Brooklyn Nets who helped to, and Kevin Durant apparently had a lot of say-so in bringing in Steve Nash as the head coach?
Right.
Well,
the other two as the head. Him.
Well, do you think, so basketball doesn't say owners anymore, it's governors.
Right.
Do you think they're going to get away from head?
No, hard art.
Okay. Do you think they're going to get away from head coach because that's disrespectful, and maybe just start calling it?
How about the CC lead, collaborative coach?
What about just lead collaborator? What about just collaborator?
Collaborator.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, tell them what Kyrie said.
Collaborators generally get shot.
Ooh.
If you think about that collaborator is not a positive term. Not in the movies I've seen. In those movies, you get invaded and you become a collaborator.
Bad guy.
And then when eventually the invading force gets pushed out, you're a collaborator. You get shot.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, well, guess what? At some point, Steve Nash is going to get...
Yeah, when it doesn't go well.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the first to
go.
Well,
why don't you read what Kyrie said and then what Kevin Durant said on top of it?
I don't really see us having a head coach, Kyrie said. Kevin Durant's new podcast, the ETCS. What is the etceteras? Is that the ETCS? What does that mean? What is the ETCS?
I'll have to look it up. I don't know.
KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach some days. So this is what Kyrie Irving said. I don't really see us having a head coach. KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach some days. Durant followed up by agreeing with Irving, calling it a collaborative effort, and naming assistant and former interim head coach Jacques Vaughn as someone who could fill the role any given day.
Basically, they just told, so if this bitch gets out of line, and tries to want to act up and act an ass, we could just go to Jock Vaughn as our lead collaborator.
Right. We don't need, you know what, Steve Nash.
I don't even see Steve Nash as my head coach.
No.
That had to feel good for Steve Nash. Does,
if he says something I don't like, well, you know what? I'm going to name Jock Vaughn our head coach today.
KD, what's your vote here? I'm voting that we shoot early in the shot clock. Sorry, Steve. We got a 2-1 vote on our collaboration. And what did KD say?
And Woj, before we came on, was talking about how, no, the Nets actually have a head coach, and that's something Steve Nash is going to have to make clubs. Oh, okay. Sure. You mean, okay, that'll work.
Shut up, Woj.
You mean the two who kind of got him the job, he's going to be like, look, guys, I know you had a really big hand in getting me this job, but I am your head coach, and you will listen to me.
Well, not so much.
Yeah. Kyrie doesn't listen to anybody.
Here's
and my
what
guess
Irving
is,
went on to say. Steve is great. I have a relationship with him that's going to build over time, bro. Steve don't know me from anything he heard or he's heard someone else. We worked out one time in 2014, but it's grown. It's just a respectful relationship from afar. I saw him at the Hall of Fame 2 years ago, gave him a big hug, and now he's the head coach. And I think it's also going to change the way we see coaches. Oh. I want somebody that's going to understand that I'm a human being first. I serve my community first, and then basketball is something I do every day because I love. We always heard and saw how great Nash was as a player. But also, when you get to know him as a person, you understand why he can coexist with us. We don't need someone to come in there coaching with their coaching philosophy and
these
change
are real
everything
words?
We're doing. This is real.
Change everything we're doing with their
well,
coach philosophy. Who said
yet.
That out loud?
Kyrie hasn't even, they haven't even
that's,
started
Was
yet.
That Kyrie or KD saying that?
That's Kyrie. Well, that's really Kyrie now.
That is a problem.
You think?
And you already know KD already has a burner account that he's activated but hasn't used called Trash Ass Nash.
Wow.
That he's ready to go after Nash with Trash Ass Nash. Whenever Nash wants to start acting up. That is unbelievable.
Here's what KD said. I think having Steve there and collaborating with our floor general every day is only going to yield good results for our scorers like myself and Torian and Spencer. Them having that relationship, I think, is going to be key for us going forward. I think a lot of people may question our leadership overall or just us two. But when me and Kai talk about being coached every single day, I think that's leading by example. And I think a lot of our teammates are going to follow that. Oh, wow. That is going to be a place. There is going to be so much drama. Kyrie Irving.
Well, at some point,
Karis LeVert, I'm like, you mentioned Torian Prince before me?
I know.
I'm a scorer. What are you talking about?
At some point, it will eventually become Kyrie versus Durant. I mean, Kyrie is really a low-key problem for a lot of
places. This is fresh. One thing I've always been comfortable with, Kyrie said, I felt like I was the best option on every team I played for down the stretch. This is the first time in my career I look down and be like, that MF-er can make that shot too, and he'll probably do it a lot easier. It's not so much deferring, because in past situations where I didn't take the last shot, I felt guilty. I want this game-winning shot, but also you want to trust your teammates. Not that I didn't trust my teammates, but I felt like I was the best option. Really? You played with LeBron James? Really? Now, he did make the series-winning shot, so big ups. But, you know, he's got that, you know, that one.
Well, so this is – I know this has been said – I know behind closed doors and also publicly that the next thing is the basketball has really capitulated to the players. Oh. We know it's a players league, right? So they've really, really capitulated. I've heard talk, and people can agree with this or not, about how everything that went into the bubble and NBA saying we're going to do for the Black Lives Matter stuff and all that. So that became a separate talking point about how basketball is doing. Actually, Josh Ennis had a big thing where he was talking about this. Where basketball, he even said the phrase, oh, this may be earmuffs, they bent over and took the gravy something. Okay, never mind. He said something I've never heard before. Anyway, so there's people who think, okay, basketball has gone even above and beyond, like anything and everything you need. This is going to be looked at as the new thing where you know that it's harder to coach. Everyone says harder to coach star players now, and now you have a team that actually has a star player, and maybe two, I guess, who say, we don't really have a head coach anymore. This is no one's coaching us. We all have a vote and we all decide.
Yeah, they both said
these
that.
Are just player coaches now.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Nash is in there because he's a patsy. Really? Well, realistically,
he's their handpicked choice.
He's not. Yeah, he's not going to. He said, "You're not. We like him because he's not going to coach us." He knows that we are men who do things in our community, which that had nothing.
Sometimes I'll be the head coach. Sometimes yeah,
they referenced an
KD.
Assistant coach who said he can take over at any time. Like, whoa. Well, is that just a warning shot already to Steve Nash? This is the first time because Spoelstra was believed to be that when LeBron was there, and then we've heard that with was it Mike Brown or Tyronn Lue, where people thought, well, LeBron picked the coach. It's one thing to pick the coach. It's another.
Well, he didn't pick Spoelstra.
No. That was before. It was with the Cleveland Browns. Cavs. The thought was, well, LeBron is picking coaches he wants and all that, and he's in charge of kind of the team. And we know that. I don't think James picks any coaches, but James kind of is the boss of that team. This is the first time that I can recall where players are openly saying we run this team. I mean, Steve is with us, and because he's. You know, he's one of us and he collaborates and all, but they're using collaborate and we don't want to be coached. Like Kyrie is literally trying to turn this into, and who knows, maybe in 10 years it is just the players are coaching themselves and there's no coaches.
Which one of them will do the quarter interviews? Like when the sideline reporter.
Well, Kyrie will for that team.
Will Nash get to even talk to the sideline reporter? Or that'd be a
KD. Him or Jacques Vaughn.
Jacques Vaughn.
Okay.
Or maybe if KD's the head coach that day, he will.
Well, if Kyrie is sitting out in the quarter, like if you're not even playing the net, like when the ball gets when the ball gets inbounded, like Kyrie is taking himself out, and then he knows he's not going to be in at the beginning of quarter two. Mm-hmm. Kyrie could decide to talk.
Yeah. No, that's right.
They'll do the vote.
Will
they'll
they
take
at
the
least
vote and go.
Allow Nash to do substitutions? Like,
has anyone ever played a pickup game where there's a couple of alphas
and no one can decide, or
you're in a league where there's no coach? Because there's lots of leagues like that. I've been in leagues like that where you play. There's no coach. You're just guys playing. Do you know how hard it is just figuring out who comes in when and like no one wants to come out, and then everyone starts arguing about what defense you're going to run? Like, I'm telling you now, this is the first time I've heard of this, but this it would not shock me in 10 years. If we have a league that is basically some teams are run by player coaches, I'm being completely honest.
Well, then we've had player coaches before.
Like LeBron could
we've
be
had
a player
coaches
coach
before.
We had way back,
yeah,
and they were old players, typically, much older players.
Yeah,
were the player coaches. I could see it getting back to that where players don't want anyone to coach them; they want no authority figure at all.
Well, yeah, that's the best. James wants that. I would imagine James wants that.
I can see players players fighting for this, but the only
now
way they can
thinking about it, there's zero chance like a Jeff Van Gundy would be the head coach of the Rockets now, because James just won't have it. Just won't have it.
Well, I thought there was a culture change coming.
Yeah, that.
James not having it is the culture.
I thought
the culture change meant.
That's exactly.
Well, you don't think Tillman means it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Which happens first, Becky Hammon head coach or collaborator?
Do you remember when we didn't have a boss at 6'10"? You like that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There was a time where we had our program director.
Really?
He told us something, and John went to the owner of the guy who ran the station. He goes, hey, he's telling us to do this, this, and this. Like, and he goes, hey, don't listen to him, partner. You do what you want to do. Like we basically remember when Bill Van Rysdam tried to be your boss,
yeah,
and then you said, "Look, we'll collaborate with you."
One time I threatened.
John was the Kyrie Irving of 6'10".
No, he
yes,
no,
yes.
Well, I didn't. Pick
then he
him as
exited
our head
the
coach.
Celtics and started
I didn't
a new
pick
team
him as the head coach. I didn't like him as the head coach. We want to know the truth. He didn't like sports, and he was the.
How did
PD
you threaten him? How did you threaten him?
Oh, I was telling him he did that again. That was,
what did he do?
Remember? You don't remember that?
I don't remember. What did he do?
It was ugly. I forget what he did, but Michael P. was like, what the? You can't do that.
John was the Kyrie of the station. No. Kyrie Granato.
Mm-mm.
And then he left the Celtics and started 1560.
And then I went over to Texas Star Grill Shop, and I went and bought a DCS, and it was the deal was unbelievable. And the fall sale, when you walk in, and it was so hard. I mean, this is a difficult thing because this is going to be your grill for years and years to come. And there's so many grills. There are so many choices. There's so much that you want. You got to figure out what you want on your grill. Now, I've got a tray in my DCS grill where I put charcoal in. It's a gas grill, but I can put charcoal in it, and I get the charcoal taste. It's amazing, this grill. And if you're looking for a grill that does it all, like this one that I'm getting, it's fantastic, and this is the one I've chosen, and they're going to deliver it. They're going to install it. It's absolutely free, the delivery and installation, and I can't be happier with my grill, and I'm going to start, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to cook the best steak, not Lance, and I'm going to talk about the best steak in the world, and it's mine, not Lance's. And so here's the deal. If you're looking for the perfect grill for you, they've got them all. There's three locations, Texas Star Grill Shop. It's at 59 in Shepherd. There's one in Spring. There's one in Katy, and they're opening up a new one this month. Texas Star Grill Shop. It doesn't get any better. The fall sale, everything going on. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You're more than welcome to get in here. It's McCullers game one. I got the confirmation yesterday. And so I don't know how you feel about that. It's going to be the A's. They took care of business against the White Sox.
I had some guy reach out. Don't use my Facebook Messenger to always argue about everything that I say on a radio show. You got something to say? 713-780-3776. I don't get your love. I got one guy who just always goes to my Facebook because he thinks it's his personal line to me on the radio show. No. No, we got a phone number you can call at any time.
You have a Facebook page?
You got something? Yeah, you got something to say that you disagree with me? I don't mind disagreements. I'm fine with it.
I recommend
come on the show and argue with me, but don't try to pop into my Facebook Messenger and like, I don't know what your thing is, your love affair with Lance McCullers.
What about Instagram?
I don't have a love affair with Lance McCullers.
Can he slide into your DMs?
No, I just said that this guy has pitched well lately, and he has. He's pitched extremely well lately. He has major league experience in high leverage positions, including a Game 7 start in a World Series. He closed out a game against the Yankees. Lance McCullers is going to be trusted by this organization, whether fans like it or not. And I hope he does exceptionally well in game one. I really do. And when his stuff is on, it's really, really good. When he hits a speed bump, he mentally has issues. That's also true. He like freaks out inside the inning. And that's also accurate. But don't be shooting into Facebook Messenger to sit and argue with me every freaking time, or you'll just get muted too.
If you if you disagree with what Lance just said, at Lance Z Radio on Instagram. You can DM him there.
Follow me. I got a new podcast coming out.
At Lance Z Radio on Facebook.
And Instagram. No, Instagram. You can DM
his gram.
Slide into his DMs with your disagreements.
Anytime people hit me with this,
Did you just call him a D-weed?
No.
Well, no, he might have. He would not say that.
No, but, you said it, I think. You called that guy a D-weed.
No, I didn't say D-weed. I don't say D-weed.
You kind of did.
No, I didn't say D-weed.
It sounded like you were calling him
but
a
D-weed. But I'm just saying, I don't...
here's somebody calling.
People
in
direct message sometime. People will direct message me sometime and like, they want to talk sports on my direct. No. Do it on Twitter. Do it on regular mentions and maybe I will. I'm done. This isn't your personal line. Like I said, there's a phone number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you know this or not, but that's actually another reason why you can have arguments of sports talk on a phone line. That's been going on for years and years. Nah, that's also possible.
I like to talk to you directly on your personal Facebook page.
Nah, you at me in the mentions, and if I want to get back with you, I will. You know what the DMs are for? Division III football players who claim that they're beasts and have highlight reels on Huddle that are the least impressive things I've ever seen. That's what the DMs are for. Or agents telling me that they've got this incredible player who I've already written up who I know is trash. And I'm like, oh, okay, I have to check him out. I don't have the heart to say, oh, he's a reject.
Those aren't what my DMs are for.
I know. I'm married. So even if I were single, I get the feeling that I have a bunch of huddle videos in my DMs. Really? These are the videos? This is the media content I'm getting in my open DMs? Huddle videos?
You got a brand. Sorry. This is your brand. If you had a different brand, you would get something else.
Yeah. If the guy wants to talk to you about something that you said on the radio, maybe he's not available to call.
At the mentions.
He wants to slide into your DMs.
At the mentions.
You're a public figure. You have to accept this.
Yeah.
No, I don't have to accept it. At the mentions.
Stop calling him a D-weed.
At the mentions. I didn't call anyone D-weed. That's not my brand.
You remove him from your friends list?
I just muted.
You muted Dreamshake?
I just ignored.
You blocked him.
Well, Dreamshake started getting a little flagrant. I didn't block him.
Dreamshake, man, he gets triggered. I
know. It's just too much.
This is what social media does, LOL. KD loves Nash. That's why he's here. And Kyrie,
I don't know. I can't with
but
him.
But you need to hear the audio compared to the text.
I just
spin
can't
people
with
do.
Him. It's just too much.
I think Nash is a player's coach. Everyone. Boy, if you mention KD, Dreamshake is. Oh, I said, you need to be his publicist, bro.
No doubt.
Oh, my God. If you're not already. I don't know, Dreamshake.
He is.
Maybe that's KD.
It could be.
It could be KD.
It could be KD.
It could be.
Although he does have some good information from time to time about different stuff, but there is a chance that it could be KD. I can't rule it out completely.
You don't know.
If you see the responses he's had over the years about KD, it's 100% possible it's a burner account.
Spencer wants to talk about Dusty. What do you say, Spencer?
Hey, guys. Dusty has driven me nuts all season long. Feels like almost every game he would make a decision that would just make me pull my hair out. But to his credit, he did a fantastic job in the first round. I mean, leaving Framber in to finish out that game was fantastic. I mean, Framber, I think, is the best pitcher on the team all season. Don't bring in Presley for Framber. Don't bring in anybody for Framber. And then in game two, he did the same thing with Javier. I mean, Javier wasn't 100% sharp with every pitch, but he let him pitch and he ended up going three full innings. And to Dusty's credit, I don't think this tandem rotation or piggyback rotation, whatever you call it, I don't think it was his idea. I think it came from the front office, but to his credit, he embraced it and did it. And, you know, the players performed. And, you know, honestly, watching these two games, it's the first time all season that it looked like they were having fun. It was the first time that Bregman and Altuve and all those guys looked like they were just having fun playing baseball. And so I think hopefully that's the most important thing. They can just relax. They've been in the postseason more than anybody else. They've got a massive, we're the heel chip on their shoulder. I think it's just going to be fun. That's all I got.
Well, I just wondering.
Do you agree with him?
Yes,
it does look like the first time they had fun.
Yeah,
it did. The celebration
Bregman
after Correa's home run.
You saw him smiling at first base.
It's like the first time.
Yeah, it really did. It looked like, yes, they were in their element again. It just really did. But I don't know. Spencer, do you have some inside information that it wasn't Dusty's idea? See, that's I hate that. Well, I don't think it was Dusty. How do you know? I mean, that's not something.
Maybe
that's not
was,
an opinion.
Whoa. It could have been Kyrie.
What? It could have been Kyrie's idea.
Kyrie and KD might
I mean, but see, I don't think it was. Why would you not give Dusty credit for doing that? But did you hear something, or was it? Did you read somewhere that it was a front office idea and Dusty went along with it? Or, I mean, that's not an opinion. Like, I think LeBron's the best player ever. That's an opinion. Whether or not Dusty made that decision is not an opinion. It's a fact. And so, why would you say I don't think he did that? That's not something that is an opinion. See, Bill O'Brien and Deshaun, that is also opinion. Is Bill O'Brien holding him back, or is Deshaun, you know, would Deshaun be better somewhere else? That's opinion, right?
Basis to make a real decision on, because Deshaun's never been anywhere else. He's
well, right.
Here.
Well, he was better under Dabo.
Well, he was better. Partly because
let's face
most
it, he was a better player then.
Yes. Also, it helps that he was probably more talented than
and his, whole
and his team
was
more talented than anyone
right.
he faced.
Right.
Other
like
than
one
against
team.
Bama.
Yeah, one team. Yeah, and he played well.
And he played great. Yeah.
But it also is different. Like, it was an easier offense. Bill O'Brien's offense is known for being a little more challenging.
Well, and maybe it highlighted Deshaun more than Bill O'Brien's offense does.
I think that there's nothing wrong with doing what the Ravens do with Lamar, which is simplifying an offense. And putting which then puts pressure on the defense.
Well,
when you put a guy in position to succeed.
Not only that, but they are using Lamar's skill set, which the Texans aren't doing with Deshaun.
With the idea that you always need to be in some grand chess match all the time as an offensive coordinator, sometimes if you simplify the reads and you create, like what Andy Reid does for Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, through all his motion with the jet sweep action, and he always has these moving pieces, which puts doubt or creates concern for linebackers, because there's all this pre-snap movement. There's all these changing, their personnel grouping will change where they are on the field. They'll line up tight ends, Kelce out wide, like, okay, how are we going to guard this when he goes out wide? They'll put Tyreek and Hardman on the same side of the field, so now you have two burners. Like, Andy Reid does stuff that puts you in a very concerned position, and then he kind of simplifies. It looks complicated, but then it's not complicated after the snap.
Right. Well, let's. I want to talk about that a little bit, because I heard some stuff this morning on the show that's interesting, and I wonder what you think about it. We'll look at this as your last segment of the week because you're lazy. We'll look at the NFL games coming up this weekend. And see and get some of your thoughts before you leave because you're lazy.
Also, do you believe that we live in a real world?
Well, is it flat like Kyrie says?
No. Do you believe that this is everything that's happening right now
is real?
Is real?
I don't know.
Per se. Scientists have weighed in. When we come back, I'll tell you what scientists are saying.
I don't know. This could be a dream I'm in, and Joey Votto is part of it.
But he's like an inception because he's not on this level of your dream that you're living. He's on another level when you go to sleep in this dream.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's levels to it.
Let's check it.
Okay. Well, hey, football fans.
Oh, yep.
I got a deal for you. The guys at Damaris Barbecue miss football as much as we have. They got a wing special and happy hour prices on beer during all Houston professional football games. And you just never know who you're going to see there. Could be me. There's a good chance it could be me because they got the Sunday ticket there. So you can watch all the games. They got in the bar. They've got all the TVs. And then they got in the restaurant. See, so your wife wants to go to lunch somewhere. And you're like, man, I don't want to miss the games while I'm at lunch. Oh, how about this? In the restaurant, there's 6 televisions that you can watch the game. And this is at both locations. In the Shepherd, they've got the games over there. And on 18th Street and 610, they've got the games over there. And they've got the Damaris Barbecue. Head there for their wings. They're great. I love their wings. They are. And I'm a wing aficionado. They got 16 screens at the 1702 West Loop North. And they got the barbecue. And they've got the Greek salads. And they've got nachos that are excellent. They've got a cheese dip with the barbecue meat in it. It's awesome. I'm telling you, you're going to love the food. You're going to love the drink prices. And you're going to love watching football. We have a great time there at Damaris Barbecue on 18th Street, on the feeder road at 610, and on Shepherd, just north of West Alabama. You're looking for a great time to watch your football and get your barbecue on, Damaris Barbecue.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The number. So I noticed that with Justin that you picked the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
You like the Lions this week.
Yep.
Man, this is a rough start for the Saints. They're not nearly as good. They're talented, but without Michael Thomas, that's Drew Brees' whoopee. Mm-hmm. Now his whoopee is Kamara, and not throwing down the field while Kamara is explosive.
What's more obvious now? I think Mike Thomas maybe covered up some of Drew's, because we see the numbers for the last 4 years, the average depth of target, the ADOT, which is a big stat to pay attention to. The average depth of target for Drew Brees has been one of the lowest in the league for 4 years. It's not just this year. People think it's just happening this year. This has been for 4 years this has gone on where he's been in like 28th or worse in the league for the Saints. Now, you're that same guy, but you don't have the hammer? That's a real problem. That's a real problem for Drew Brees. And was it Troy Aikman? No. Who did the game? No, it wasn't Troy Aikman. Was that the Sunday night game? Yeah, it was the Sunday night game. It was Chris
Collinsworth.
It was Chris Collinsworth said, for some reason, you can see he just can't pull the trigger on this throw. And it was a throw down the field. It basically was a safety challenging throw. So when I watch game tape, one of the things that's always interesting to me is I saw with Marcus Mariota in college, there's certain guys who are willing to make throws. Like I see him, I always think I see these throws from backside angles when they have that floating camera. And I just think, God, that looks like such a small, like the safety's right back there. But good quarterbacks, I don't even want to throw it on Madden. And good quarterbacks see when there's an opportunity and they attack safeties. They don't care. They're going to throw it because they know that their arm talent's good enough that the safety can't get to the ball. Even though this deep safety is back there, they recognize those windows. And Drew Brees is at a point in his career right now where he's like, I just don't think I... He internally knows, I just don't think I can beat it. I don't think I can beat it.
Maybe Brady's feeling some of that as well.
I think he has for a while. Yeah, but Brady's arm is stronger than Brees's.
Yeah, it is. But even still, it wasn't nearly as accurate last year for whatever reason. And in the first game, now he's gotten better as he's gone along. Keyshawn Johnson, they were talking about the Kansas City game. Kansas City's playing the Patriots. And Keyshawn says, listen, I'm taking Bill Belichick in this one. There's no way the Patriots don't play within this number. It's 7. Bill Belichick will take away, he'll take away Kelsey and he'll take away Hill. And now Patrick Mahomes has got to beat him with the other guys. And I'm not so sure that that's true.
Well, Belichick is amazing. Here's the thing. I don't think you can take away both of them.
Well, I don't
think. He is going to take one of them away.
Belichick has done that in the past.
Yeah.
And make no mistake, they're playing great without Tom Brady, and they're doing the right things with Cam and all of that. They're moving up in class here. And when you're talking about, okay, you don't just take away Tyreek Hill. You don't just take him away.
Well, you can double him.
You can double him, but that doesn't mean that Tyreek won't get his.
But you're dumb for trying to throw it a double when you have everyone else.
You're doubling
single.
Him and you're doubling Kelsey, I guess.
I don't think you can take away both. That's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be very difficult. And if you do that, then, you have a light box.
And then you got Watkins.
You have a light box against CEH, too.
And then you got Watkins.
And Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
And then you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean.
But I can tell you from talking to my dad about this, who had plenty of matchups against. He's like, Belichick's the best at taking away what you like to do. Well, he's the best.
The only quarterback he played that was comparable this year so far was Russell Wilson. He threw for 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at this year because you got to have the guys to do it. So this year, New England
but
has given up.
They were in the game still.
Yeah, but he didn't take.
No, he didn't take anybody away.
Their offense was good.
Yeah.
Now, Russell's really flying high, but they've given up 20 to Vegas.
And how's Patrick Mahomes?
20 to Vegas, 11 to
Dolphins.
Miami. No. Yeah. 20 to Vegas and 11 to Miami. The other two games.
Neither of those two are Kansas City.
Seattle.
Or Seattle.
No. So I think right now we're not sure. I know who I like. I like Kansas City. Yeah. I like Kansas City, but Kansas City's also coming off a Monday night game. It's a very real thing. The Monday night struggle to get back on track when you have a day less to prepare and rest and all that stuff, that's a real thing. So I like Kansas City. But I get it. I get it. And Cam has played pretty well. They ran the ball well last game. I think that's interesting. I know that +7 is -117 where I'm looking at it. So plus the point, +7, you got to pay a little extra juice. So I'll still take the Chiefs there, but I certainly understand. I think smart guys might be taking Patriots.
I got Patriots +7, -120, and Kansas City -7, +100. Is mm-hmm. that what you got?
Yeah. Similar.
Yeah. So Patriots +7 is the favorite.
Who do you like in, I'll throw another one at you. Arizona -3 on the road going across the country to Carolina.
Like Arizona.
Going across the country.
Yep.
I like Arizona a little bit too. But that one's Matt Rhule comes ready to.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. We do a pick 'em and you pick every game. I had a hard time not picking the favorite every week, every game.
You know who I love the favorite this week is Dallas Cowboys. They're playing against a Cleveland team that benefited from turnovers last week.
Yeah, Washington was terrible. Haskins was terrible.
He was bad. And Dallas is in a must-win game. They're 1-2. They're 0-3 against the spread. I think this is a game where Dallas will smash Cleveland.
I really like, if you want, I know.
Houston's on the board right now. The Houston game's on the board.
Yeah.
3.5.
I got four.
You know my side. I like Houston.
I like Houston too. I like the Bengals a lot this week. They've been playing great, and they've come up just short. They've covered every week. Jacksonville is feisty, and they have been a bear too to try to bet against. But I like Cincinnati to come through this week and win their first game. They've played really, really well for an 0-3 team.
They're a small favorite. I feel like that should be closer to a pick 'em.
Pardon me?
They do have a tie in their resume.
Oh, that's right. An 0-2-1 team.
There's the cover. I'm looking at just here are the five teams who are 0-3 against the spread, real quick before I go. If you want to look at that, Philadelphia Eagles +7 at San Francisco.
You can't take Philadelphia. You cannot take.
They're 0-3 against the number. They're due.
+7. That's great. They're due. They suck.
Philadelphia +7. You've also got the Tennessee Titans is postponed. The Houston Texans -3.5 is what I'm showing.
I like them.
Is another one. The Dallas Cowboys -4.5. And then who was the last team, John? Tennessee, Philadelphia, Houston, Dallas. Do you remember who the fifth team was? That was winless against the spread.
No.
Mm-mm.
I can't recall. Was it the Vikings? No, the Vikings covered against Tennessee Titans.
Was it the Giants?
It was the Giants. They're +13 against the Rams.
Yeah, guess what?
I like them.
I don't.
No. You like Philly?
They look really good
San
lately.
San Francisco? There's,
the Giants. I like Philly +7.
You, who?
Philly plus Philly seven.
At San Fran +7.
No, thank you.
Oh, they're playing good football right now.
No, thank you.
Oh, wait, they're not. That's right. My bad.
No, even with Mullins. And by the way, he's playing good football.
Yeah. Who do they beat this weekend?
They just went to the Giants and kicked their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're playing another terrible team.
The Jets or the Giants? They went Jets and Giants back-to-back weeks. Yeah. All right, Lance, that means you beat it. Beat it. Well, and here's where I'm finding all these numbers right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's the go-to. It is the go-to. All you got to do is get to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You deposit. Whatever you deposit initially, they're going to double. So you have twice as much to play with. That is awesome, people. And you're not going to get that at your neighborhood bookie. You're just not going to get that. So if you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, and double up on what you can wager on, it's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And you're going to love the site. It's easy. It's so easy to navigate. It's so easy to bet. There's props, in-game betting, live betting. You've got that going on as well, which is a lot of fun. A team is way down. You take them when they're way down, and they cover, and it feels great. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Start playing. You win. You get paid. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.